Come on. Yeah. I see you, baby.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, Slow Shit Talkers, time to talk some shit, and today I have as my special co-host, Daniel C., business extraordinaire, world traveler, Daniel C., out of New York. How's it going, Daniel?
Everything is fine, Eric. First and foremost, I just want to say thank you for allowing me to be on your show.
Never
a problem.
No problem.
Other than that, my day is going good. Just left work and just ready to tackle the rest of the day.
Cool. So how's your week? How was your week thus far? How was your week?
Very, very busy. A lot of work, a lot of events that I've been attending, meeting a lot of people. So it was very, very busy. And
that's what it's about.
Still working. Absolutely.
Right, you work and you work all the time. Like, I think you want people to, like, work in their sleep.
Absolutely, absolutely. 7 days a week, just 24 hours a day, does not stop.
And that's what's up. And like I always say, you know, we always say, making money. I love making money. That's my favorite thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what we're here for. We all like to make a substantial amount of money.
Well, yeah, I do because I like to do things like travel, which is what we're going to talk about. I love traveling. That's, like, one of my favorite things to do. Seeing the world, it's a big world out there. And I'll tell people that, you know, go outside of your comfort zone, of your neighborhood, of your area, and just get out and see the world, not just your neighborhood, not just your city, but see the world.
Absolutely.
It's so big and beautiful, yes. So let's jump right into it. Now, normally I do a segment in the beginning called Tea with Kyrie, but let me just go jump right into it. The reason, and Dan's one of the people. Dan's not really into like reality TV or whatever. Dan is like business all the time, business. So let's jump right into it. So
let's
now you're
it.
A businessman. Right, you're a businessman who loves to travel, and you travel consistently. Now, tell me, how did your love for travel come, and how did you turn it into your passion, into your business?
Oh, man, good question. I always wanted to travel, but the problem was the money. You know, going to the resorts, booking the airplane ticket and all that. So I really didn't get to do it until, like, my mid-20s. So then when I first started traveling, that was one of my main issues. And, you know, at that time, I wasn't making that much at my previous job. So it was always something that I wanted to do. So when I had the opportunity to get a better job and to actually, you know, go on these vacations without money being an issue, then that's what I basically just how I got into traveling.
Oh, cool.
And
so then, okay. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's say that's how you started traveling. And then, now, when did it become traveling for pleasure as well as business?
It was always about pleasure from the beginning, but it really turned into business, I would say, almost a year ago. So I had a friend, and he was always traveling, and I was just always curious, always looking at his pages. He was always here, always there. And you know, I asked them, I was like, hey, you know, how are you able to go on all these vacations and so frequently? So he was like, oh, yeah, you know, basically he used to work at the gym that I used to go to. So he invited me over to his office. And then he says, you know, I would like to show you this this concept on how to travel smarter and how to travel for a lot less. So I was, you know, that was the thing that I always wanted to do. And I was just, I told him, okay. And then he basically showed me some information. And I basically was very skeptical. And then once I got over being skeptical, I was like, you know what, let me just try this and let me just see what's the worst that can happen. So I actually booked my first vacation through this business to Mexico. It was Cancun, Mexico. And after that, I had a good time. And I came back and I just, that's when I really found out that I really want to do this like as full time. And I just went headfirst into it, and now I'm traveling like every 3 to 4 months max. I'm always going somewhere.
Okay. Good. And so that being as part of, as we discussed earlier, network marketing. So now,
correct.
You said you were skeptical at first. What made you not so skeptical? Because I know with network marketing, it is a lot of people are a lot skeptical. I'm not saying it right.
Absolutely.
People are skeptical as hell, right, of network marketing. And I'm saying it because me being one of them, I have a friend who she does network marketing like constantly. You know, she has different network marketing businesses. And she was always trying to pull me in. I'm like, and I was reluctant because, like, I was always taught that those types of things are just, they're scams. Just get your money. They're like pyramid schemes, and this is just out to get your money, and blah, blah, blah.
Correct.
Because I've gone to a few network marketing meetings, and then they're like, you know, because they get me there, and they hype me up. I'm like, oh, it sounds great. And then at the end, they say, all you need to do is put down $1,000, and this is it. And I'm like, God damn.
Yeah.
It's funny because you talk about the traveling. I went to a friend's house. This was when I lived in Chicago. And she had a party. She invited certain people. She invited us there. And I think the down payment was something like, at the end, I think it was like $1,000. It was something. It was some type of astronomical number. And I'm like,
wow.
Well, if I was sitting on that type of money, I could just travel on my own. Yeah. But you now, well, what you presented to me was very, very reasonable. And it sounded very good, but now, talk about this. Why people should, I don't want to say should not, but what are reasons that what? Okay, no, let me rephrase it. What made you not skeptical? What made you not skeptical anymore? What pulled you in?
Wow, what really pulled me in was when I came from Jamaica. I was actually at Negril, Jamaica, and that's when I knew 110% that this was real, this was legit, and basically that just broke my belief, because a lot of people, a lot of people who's from the outside trying to look in, you know, they might not know the ins and outs, so it's better to be in it to get the whole concept. So I knew about this way before I got in, like a couple of years prior, but me being a skeptic, I said the same thing that most people have said, oh, I'm not doing that, some pyramid scheme. So when it came around again, you know, a couple of years later, I said, okay, maybe this is, you know, this came back to me again. So let me just see and just go into it just to see how it is first. So again, when I went to Jamaica, that was the second trip that I went, and that's what basically brought my belief. Now it's my beliefs can't be shaken, you know, because I know the deal because I'm on the inside, not from the outside looking inside how I was a couple years prior before I got involved.
Okay, so you So you have gone to the Church of Network Marketing and became a believer.
Correct.
You got to
correct,
the end.
Correct. Correct.
Got you. Okay. So now how can you break someone's skepticism? How do you break someone not being skeptical anymore?
Well, from my
what can you
experience,
show? Yeah.
Now, say it again.
Okay, what can you show me or show the audience that, okay, this is it, this is legit. What can you say when you came back from Jamaica, you knew it was 100. What was it that showed
correct.
You that this was the real deal? Yeah, right. What showed you that this was the real deal? What made you that just that believer?
That the vacations were just getting better and better. The product was getting better and better. And then you can't fake a vacation. You know that you can't fake a airline ticket. You can't fake a resort. You know, so basically, if my advice to people who are basically confused or may not know about it, like my suggestion is to just get a book on network marketing and just do some reading, like do some background investigation on investigating it for yourself. And then find something that you're into because they might have a network marketing company, and just jump straight into it and see for yourself.
Okay.
So, you know, I have a lot of friends, and they're skeptics too. And I try to tell them to do the same thing that I did. You know, get involved and be that person that was from the outside but now on the inside. And then you can see how it really is from the inside. And everything is just – everything would become clear for someone who has no idea. But first and foremost, I would just personally just do some background history on network marketing.
Okay.
There is a book that I always try to tell people that if you want to know more about network marketing, this is like the Bible of network marketing, and it's called mm-hmm. Your First Year in Network Marketing by Mark Yarnell. So that book right there is for people who really don't know about it, and this book right here would basically bring you on the inside. So before you even join a network marketing company, you would already know what's going to happen, what to expect. So I do prefer for people to actually read that book first before listening to other people or going out and doing your own thing.
Okay. So you guys heard it. Your First Year in Network Marketing, I will have that. I'll put it on my Facebook page, and I also put it on my IG. Yeah, Talk Shit with Kylie.
Yeah.
IG page.
Yeah, I think online it's probably $14 or $15. It's very affordable.
Okay. So then teach you all you
especially
need, okay,
if this
yeah,
is something
yeah.
that you want to do.
Right.
Sorry?
That was the book you had suggested to me. So yeah, so that's
correct,
yeah.
correct.
Okay, so now
correct.
Okay, so now what are the benefits to network marketing? How you benefit from network marketing?
Well, basically, there's a lot of ways that somebody would benefit from network marketing as far as the products are concerned. For me personally, being within the travel field, the vacations are a lot cheaper. There's a lot of perks that you do get. But on mm-hmm. the business side, you know, everyone is always looking for the next best thing in order to make some type of money. And network marketing, I think that's ideal for someone who is looking for that extra income due to the fact that the time is always flexible. You can do it part-time. You can do it full-time. And, you know, that's what I like about it. It's like, because I also have my full-time job, but I can also do this part-time for the additional
okay.
income.
And you're only doing the part-time, but yet you travel extensively. because you have.
Yes.
For those of you, if you want to follow his Instagram, well, he can tell you what his Instagram is. But he has pictures of everywhere he goes, and it's like it's always someplace beautiful. It's never nowhere shabby. It's never no 3-star hotel or nothing like that. It's a great and beautiful resort island. You can follow Daniel on his IG. He'll tell you his IG later. And so that's all because of what you do, correct?
Correct. That's just solely through that company, correct?
Okay. Now you were
saying
that you
said that.
Okay.
I'm actually leaving next Thursday. I'm going to Nuevo Vallarta in Mexico, but I'm going to stay at the Marvel residence. This was one of the vacations that I was looking at for the longest. It's one of the top 25 resorts in Mexico at the Marabao residence, and it's a 4-diamond resort. So, you know, people that like the, you know, food is for free, the drinks are for free, the liquor, that's for free. All thing you have to do is just give them a tip. But essentially everything is included. And, you know, that's what I like about a lot of the resorts, but when it comes to 4-diamond, that's like top tier.
Right.
So that's
now
where I'll be at.
4-diamond. It's a 4-diamond, not a 4-star. A 4-diamond.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a 4-diamond resort. Most of the resorts that I stay at are 4-diamonds. I always get a suite. The views is beautiful. You know. So I'll be there Thursday. And then I should be in Bali in June. And then after that, I should be over in Maui in Hawaii. That's my timetable for vacations. For Maui, I will be going in July. And Bali, I'm going June. I think it's like June 8th through the 13th.
Okay.
So
you said July for Maui. I was gonna ask, can I tag along for Maui? But you said July. That's my family reunion, so that's out. But Maui, I have planned to go there for my birthday. This in October, though.
Nice.
That's one thing.
This will be my first time going to Hawaii. Yeah.
Oh.
I'm
really?
Sorry,
oh wow. Okay. I said it's your first time going to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Cool.
So go on.
If we go, if I go, it'll be mine too. So I'm saying with that. Now you were saying it can be someone's side income.
Now this is my opinion, and you correct me if I'm wrong. But to do network marketing, you have to have spirit of a hustler, because you have to talk.
Absolutely.
You have to know how to talk. So with that being said, to know how to talk, but with any business, not just network marketing. But you have to get out there and network. So now, how important is networking to someone with a business?
Networking is the lifeblood. You know, you should be networking 80 to 90% of the time. Networking, it's a 24-hour day thing, 7 days a week. It's not something that you just do when you feel like it. You constantly have to be networking. And once I realized that, then that's what I started doing. So 80 to 90% of the time, I'm always speaking to someone or going to a networking event. Then that's where like a lot of people who are like-minded, they go and they talk about business and they exchange business cards, and the setting is good for those type of conversations. So I'm usually going to a networking mixer probably 2 or 3 times a week, and I'm pretty much consistent with it. When I'm at work, I'm also talking to people on my way to work. If, you know, I'm always talking to people as well. So it's always, you know, being in the mix, always talking, sharing, and then showing. So like I said before, that's the lifeblood. Networking.
For all of my entrepreneurs out there, you hear that? It's the lifeblood. You have to get out there and you have to network. And so I took your advice and I went to a networking event, my very first one, and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah,
it was really good. There's a sister out here.
I remember that.
Hers is traveling. It's called Network Your Ass Off. It's really, if it ever comes to your city, please go to this event. It's very well. And she gives you tips networking. Yeah, she gives people tips on networking. She gives you tips on your elevator pitch. She gives you all types of tips that you need to be successful in your business. And, you know, and what people in networking events are looking for, you know, right. Because I have a friend, she's getting her business off the ground. She's starting to get out there. She's trying to, like, work on her bio and everything. So I was looking at my, take out this, take out that, you know, just take out personal stuff. Because you never want to add anything that's really, really personal. You just want to talk about you, your business, how you can help people. You know, because that's what people want. People want to know, why, you know, how can you help me? That's what they want to know. They don't give a damn about you. I like to read. I like to go here. I like to do this. But they don't care. How can you help me with what I need?
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's what she taught me that at that event. I'm like, okay, get it. I got it. Because when you hear bio, most of you want to put in everything about, I love to read. I love to travel. I love to go here. Who gives a damn? If it's not about, yours can say, I love to travel because you love, because traveling is your business. So that's
correct.
Cool.
Correct.
But just to say, but like me being a podcast, I mean, if I put in there, and I also love to cook, I love to, who cares? That ain't got nothing to do with the podcast, right? Yeah, so it was really informative. Networking events are very informative. I found they're very informative. And then you also taught me how to look for networking events. And Google is your friend. You can look for things in Google besides what happened on Love and Hip Hop or The Real Housewives. You can actually look up information that's going to be helpful to your business. And so I look up, and there's networking events for everything that you want to do. Anything that you're interested in, there's a networking event for.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If anyone's just curious in regards to networking events, you can easily just Google and then put in whatever state that you're from. Like what I put New York City networking events. And then once I hit the search button, all the networking events pops up, and then I just add them to my calendar, and then once to the phone calendar. And then I usually just set like a reminder to let me know in advance that, okay, the next day you will have to attend this event. So I'm always on top of that. But, you can basically see come next week or for the rest of the month. So that's how I like to plan it out. And Google is what I use to locate these events.
Mm-hmm. Right, here in LA, you have a bunch of events. Like they have one coming up. There's one today. If you're into fashion, there's a fashion networking event. It's from 7 to 10. Creative Tech and Network, that's in May. Creative Tech and Network. Creative Tech and Professional Meetup. There's a networking after work event in Thursday. Yeah. So, like he said, I just Google, and I mean, there is everything. There's a movie industry networking event on Wednesday, April 10th. It's so much, and I've really learned that, because I always look for networking events now for podcast hosting for your podcasters.
Yeah.
There's always something.
Whatever someone is into.
Now.
Correct. Right. Whatever you're into, you can find a networking event and whatever it is that you're interested in. And it's always good to be in the mix with all these who are like-minded as you.
Networking events for outdoor. See, out here in Los Angeles where the rent is higher than high, there's even a networking event for roommates to find your next roommate. So, you can pay this astronomically high-ass rent. When I say rent is...
I remember looking at, there was some networking events, whereas if you were single, you can actually attend a networking event for singles to meet a potential, lover or future wife. It's
right.
The events is where it's at. That's all I have to say.
Now, for events like that, is there
Do you pass out business cards, or what is it? Just exchange social media, or well, not social media, but network, do you pass out business cards, or what?
Well, basically, which one is that?
There's one here. It's a singles mixer. It's next Saturday, actually. It's LA's largest single mixer in Santa Monica, and it's free.
You see? Yeah.
Right. They also have this Tuesday coming up. There's also a game night in singles mixer. I might try that. It's a game. I love games.
Yeah.
Single. I love games. Yeah. So there's that's $15.
I remember.
So.
I remember like 3 weeks ago, I ran across one networking event, and it was people who were entrepreneurs and single. And then they go there to, I read everything about it, it was just like really interesting. But, you know, like you said before, whatever you're into, there's a networking event there. So my advice is to go in and just, you know, check out for yourself.
Exactly. But now you have to have some people are shy, but they feel like they can't talk in front of people. So how would you tell them to boost their confidence up? What's a way to boost their confidence up?
Well, I was always an introvert. So how I got out of my shell was I first recognized the fact that I had to do it if I wanted to expand the business, so I had no choice. So what I did was I just went headfirst into the networking events. And I didn't go inside the networking events with the mindset to actually find people for the business, but I went in there with the mindset to just practice. So it really didn't matter if I speak to 10 to 15 people that night, then I will be back at another one, you know, a couple of days later just to basically gain that confidence. But that's how, me personally, that's how I did it. You know, my friends or people that I do business with, you know, I try to take them to these events too, and I tell them the same thing, you know, don't worry about it, just go into this event with just the mindset of you're going to practice, you know, and like I said, me personally, that's what I did, and then over time, once you keep doing it, then it becomes second nature, and this is coming from someone who was very, very shy.
I can't even see it, but and it's funny you say you were shy. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Daniel is, besides being a businessman and, you know, world traveler, Daniel is also a business coach. And he can coach you on how to – it's funny he says he's an introvert because now he's coaching people on how to come up out of their shell and how to get into the networking event and to what to do once they get in there. Because, like I said, my friend who started her business, she's a combination introvert extrovert. And what I mean by that is she's like me, whereas she's shy to a point. Now people don't believe me when I say that, but I am to a point. I'm shy to a point. It's where she'll freeze up. If you take her to a networking event, she'll freeze up because she don't know nobody.
Oh wow!
But if you get her to talking, she can go and she can hang. She can talk to anybody. But it's like, how does she stop? How does she not freeze up in the beginning? What can she do to just go in there and just be herself?
Well, I also had people that was just like her. And what I would do is I would bring them there, and I would be there just for support. You know, whoever he or she speaks to, I would be also right there with them for the support. You know, and then after they're done talking, maybe we can do like a quick recap. So how did you feel about it? What could have you said better? You know, how did you feel? You know, so like I'm just there just the sole purpose to support them. But I didn't have that support because I had to just jump straight up into it. You know, I just as far as, you know, people who are on my team, and I'm just there just to support and just to, you know, tell them what they, you know, how they can be better than the next time. So it's just like, you know, just being there, just being their support system for them until they get comfortable, you know?
Got it. Okay. So now what, because my friend is, she's listening, and she has, you work with something called pay, you ever heard of paycation? I've never heard of it.
No. I actually have a friend who's a part of that, but me personally, no, I'm not a part of that.
What in the hell is? I'm like, she has them. What the hell is PK? I've never heard of it.
I never heard of it.
It's
basically like another. Yeah. We can look at that one.
Never heard of it. I'll look it up. And she asked, and I'm like, okay, well, I don't think so, because you never mentioned that to me. Okay. But now, okay, so with this, and you're traveling, so you said you have somewhere you're going in June and July. And when did you do July? Now, this is another thing when it comes to travel. And you have a full-time gig. So, like, how do you get the time off to take these vacations? Kind of like you said, the 8th to 11th, that's like a week. 8, 9, 10, 11. Yeah, that's close to a week.
Yeah, so basically I've been at my job for going on 8 years. So right now I'm working set. Yeah, I do have the time. And, you know, I think now I have 4 weeks of vacation. So I usually just set up everything and then I just go on it. But everything as far as the job and traveling, I don't have any issues.
Well, that's good. So he's been 8 years. So people said, don't be like, you just don't start your job 2 months ago and you got.
No. No. I've been working really, really hard. So I'm just enjoying the fruits of my labor.
So now when you travel, does this the one you're going to in Mexico, does this include airfare as well, or you get perks for flying?
I'm sorry.
No, so do you get the perks? Are there perks with flying as well? You get the perks with the resorts, but what about flying, airfare?
No, basically, you know, a lot of people, they think that, like, the airfare is included. The airfare is never included, you know? So you have the resorts, that's one business, and you have the airlines, which is a separate business, okay? They do need each other, but at the end of the day, it's two separate businesses, and the airfare is never included. But most companies, what they'll say is, it is included, but there's a reason why they tell the people that it is included, but it's never included.
Because I was checking out the Sandals Resorts. It was a couple of bungalow because at the time I was a couple, and it said airfare was included, and the price was. Like real price. So, and I was like, really? Okay. But you're saying that it's really not included.
No. The truth is, it's really not included. Like I said before, it's just that a lot of these companies, they're just telling people that it is included. But like I said before, there is a reason behind that. So basically, the reason is like, if I tell you that the flight are included with this package, and I tell you that, you know, the end price is like $3,000, but remember your price of the airfare is included, you're more likely going to pay that, you know? So it's really, you know, like a thing that people use just to, you know, boost up the price a little bit and justify that high price.
Yeah, the price was high.
Yeah, I have, like I said, I have many friends who go on vacations. One of my friends, Ken, I was just speaking to him, and him and his wife, they actually booked, it was for two people. But when he told me the price, it was like around $3,000. That price, I thought it was just him, his wife, and other people. And he was like, no, Danny, you know, this is just for me and her. And I almost fell out of my chair. So,
When I checked out for me and my partner, it was 3562 to be exact. 3562 was the price.
Some of the prices is just really, really high. But, you know, just make profit, you know.
Right, that was just a wait a minute, and that was just to stay there for I think a weekend.
I mean, you know, there's better ways to travel. You know, you just have to be open minded, and you just have to give it a shot. You know.
Oh yeah.
The information is out there. The opportunity is there. You know.
Definitely, that's what I'm doing. But that's what I'm doing now that I'm traveling alone. I'm hoping it's not that much because I still want to go to that resort. And to those places that are on my list. Like Bali is on my
correct.
List.
Yeah. I cannot wait.
I'm sure. Exciting travel.
But I'm pretty sure.
Doing what you love.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. You know, it's just like traveling gets addictive. Like once you... you know, travel to wherever it is that you want to go the first time, you're like, okay, you know, I do like this, and you go again. And then all of a sudden you see yourself trying to book somewhere else, and then it just becomes addictive, you know?
Yeah, it is, because, like, my cousin had got me to go on a cruise, and as I went on my first, like, wow, I've been wanting to go on one ever since that one we went on two years ago.
Hmm.
It'll be April 15th, 2017. Yeah, I've been wanting to go on another one so bad. But I had a great, it was just a great time. Do you do cruises as well? Or do you just do?
Yeah. But I definitely like flying out, you know? That's just
right. So
you'd rather
fly and go
thing.
To the destination. Yeah.
Yeah, I
go to the destination.
Correct.
I love cruising because it was great. It was fun being out there, and I love being out there in the middle of nowhere. It's just relaxing. Mm-hmm. Just being on the balcony. I had a balcony
correct.
Suite. Just being out there on that water was just great. But
it's just a wonderful experience. Yes.
Yeah, but the only thing is, we didn't get to, in my opinion, for me, we didn't get to stay into the ports long enough. Now, we got to experience the same thing. I went on a tour, and I went out to the – and I, what I did when I got to each port, I went to restaurants there because I wanted to try the actual food of that country.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, to experience it. Yeah, but it was great to, like, maybe spend the night some of those places.
Yeah, I know that basically when you dock, you have like a certain amount of time to do whatever it is that you want to do, but you have to come back in that allowed time,
listen,
you know, in that time that they give you, that time frame.
Listen, when we got to Puerto Rico, they said the ship would leave at approximately 7 p.m. And so my cousin was telling us, you know, everybody that was on the cruise, listen, you have to be back. So I made it a point that I was going to be back no later than 45 minutes before the ship left, which I did, and I made it. And then what happened was we still ended up leaving. I don't know. I mean, we left late, but we also left a couple in San Juan, Puerto Rico. That was funny,
oh, wow.
But not funny. Yeah, they didn't make it.
I'm pretty sure they had a hard time getting back. Very hard time coming back.
Yeah, my cousin was like,
and they
you
and
have
I
to,
hope
to
they
get your own way back.
Oh, sheesh. I hope that they took their passport with them.
Right.
Instead of leaving it on the boat.
But that would have been crazy.
That would be a shame. Correct.
Yeah, that would be a shame. But what we took, well, when I left out, and the person I was hanging with, we made sure our passports was on us.
Correct. Your passport is your friend.
Now, would you say that? How long have you had your passport?
Oh, geez. I remember. Well, I had my passport for a couple of years, but when I was a kid, I also had a passport because I would travel with my mom and my dad. We was always coming back and forth to Haiti, to back to New York. So, I mean, I had a passport a very, very long time.
Okay. So now with you saying that, is that where your love for traveling came from? From being with your parents?
I was introduced to it. But like I said before, I didn't really start going on to it till like much, like by myself to, as well, like too much later on, because the price was always like a big issue at that time.
Right.
Yeah. But, you know, it's different now.
Right. Right. And now you're always on the go somewhere, which is what I love.
Correct.
My goal, because I love to travel myself. This is my goal. Now, the trips I have coming up, they're all local. But next year I do want to do something on a grand scale, as far as a trip. I just have to decide exactly where. I do want to do something on a much grand scale. Which I'll probably
help
with that.
Oh yeah, I would love to help you. I remember I was in Vegas. And I think January or February, I was in Vegas, and Vegas was pretty nice. I really did enjoy Vegas.
That's one of my favorite cities. We're going to celebrate. My best friend and I are going to Vegas because we're going to celebrate celebrating 25 years of friendship. We said we're going to do it in Vegas.
Oh wow!
So I want to see Monique. I want to see Monique and I want to see Anita Baker. Thank you. Those are two shows I want to see.
Yeah, a lot of shows down there was really nice. I saw the Circus du Soleil. If anyone haven't gotten a chance to actually go to see one of those shows, you have to see it.
Which one did you see?
The Beatles Love.
Okay.
That's the one that I saw.
Okay, I saw the Michael Jackson
It was really good.
One. I saw Michael Jackson one. That was excellent.
Excellent, right? Yeah. They have another one that I really want to see that I think I might just fly down to go see it. It's called Ka, K-A. And you can just, you know, when you have free time, you can go on YouTube and put that in. And you'll be amazed at storyline and, you know, everything that they offer. But definitely I'm going to go back to go see that one.
Okay. Yeah, my cousin who introduced me to cruising is also the one who introduced me to Cirque du Soleil, however you say it. She loves those shows. Like, she's seen, I don't know how many of those things. That she, we went to see Michael Jackson. Because I went to Vegas with her. My very first time going to Vegas was with her back in 2016. And that's when I actually fell in love with the city. I'm like, oh my God, I love it here. I love it. Now, I would live there. If I could do my business and live there, I would. For what I want to do, what I'm going into, I really would. But by making some changes for my business, I may do that. I may just move to Vegas because I love it there. The cost of living is so much cheaper, and it's very nice there.
I've been tossing between
Vegas and Atlanta. And then with Atlanta, I love Atlanta, but I'm just tired of cold weather. And Atlanta gets cold in the wintertime. Vegas, from lately they've had some cold, but not like back home, back east. Well, not home, but back east. Too cold.
Yeah. when I went to Vegas, I was under the impression that it was, like, always going to be hot. And it was probably, like, in the 40s. To
right, yeah, then you went right. You went in February, right?
Yeah, and it was even snowing.
Right.
Yeah,
right. Cause it, and the desert gets cold. Yeah,
correct.
That's what people don't know.
So
they think the desert gets hot, which it gets hot, but it gets cold too.
Correct. And you know, if anyone has the opportunity to go see the Grand Canyon with snow on it, it's really beautiful.
Yes, and don't lean too far over because
yeah.
I just read this article.
We've had
several deaths of people that fell over into the canyon. I'm like, that's a hell of a fall.
Oh, yeah. When you're there and you're looking over the railing, it's really far down. You definitely don't want to lean too much over.
All right.
But
you don't
lean
too far over. Right. And I want to, but I would love to do the Grand Canyon helicopter tour. Look at it from a helicopter.
I
don't have to lean too far over. I can just look down.
Yeah, absolutely. And did you know that you can also have dinner? Like the helicopter, it'll take you for your tour, and then it'll actually land within the Grand Canyon, and then you and your lover can actually have a table set up with food already waiting for you, and you can actually eat down there, which I thought was pretty cool.
That is cool. I would love that. That's how I would love to do.
Yeah. So for the lovers, you know, I would suggest, you know, to do something on that scale, something that you never done before, and that's perfect.
Yeah, that would. That sounds nice. Well, what now? Another thing that I want to do, just me. Well, me and who? And I will have to find some friends who are not afraid. Because I get so tired of people being so afraid. So they have this thing called dinner in the sky, and you're literally in the sky. You understand? And you're strapped in, and you have dinner. I really want to do that.
Yeah, correct.
One of my IG friends did it for his birthday. I was like, I want to do this so bad. I said, I can't find people who aren't afraid. I get so tired.
Yeah.
Now I would love to do that.
I have friends that also do the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah, for my birthday this year, I'm going to do it. I want to do skydiving, but I'm going to do it because I had to wait until I lost enough weight. And so, in the way my weight is coming off now, October, I will be skydiving. And
that's right.
If you want to come, come. If you don't, fine. I'm going by myself, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it this year. It's something I'm always
you
going
have to,
do. To,
and I'm going to hold you to it. Okay.
Ben,
I will definitely hold you to that.
Have you gone skydiving?
Never. I would definitely do it.
You want to do it with me in October?
You never know. I just might try it over the summer because they do have it in Long Island.
Okay.
And you
can
do it. But, you know, of course, you're strapped with someone else because there's like a certain amount of jumps that you could do with someone before you go by yourself. And they
right.
gotta get some certificate to jump alone.
Well, yeah, like I saw a video of Viola Davis. It looks so much fun. I was like, God, I want to do that. She's like, she just put it on Twitter. It was a couple of weeks ago. I was like, oh my God, I want to do that. That looks so much fun. I've seen her do it. I've seen her video. Somebody that I used to know, I saw his video. It's on YouTube. And I was like, I came across this video on YouTube. He had told me he had done it before. And I came across it on YouTube. I'm like, yes, I really want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So I made my mind. I said, October is on.
Have you seen the videos of people skydiving in Dubai?
No.
You should check that out. Yeah, I've seen a lot of videos of people doing that, and I thought that was, like, really, really cool.
But Dubai is on my list, so are you suggesting I go to Dubai and do it?
Yeah, for your first time, yeah, you have to go all out. I suggest to go to Dubai and do it for your first experience.
Okay. That sounds like a plan.
And they'll record you too, you know, as you jump out, from what I've seen.
Right. Yeah. Because I've watched different videos on YouTube, and I'm like, they like really follow you and from the time you jump until you hit the ground.
Yeah. Correct.
I'm like, ever since I was a kid, I love thrills. Like, I love roller coasters. Mm-hmm. I love any type of amusement park ride that turns upside down or twists and turns. I love it. Cause I want to do skydiving. I want to do zip lining. And I want to do
zip lining is fun.
Hang gliding. Okay. And I want to do hang gliding. Yeah.
I remember
anything
when I was in Jamaica.
In the air.
Yeah. Jamaica has some really good zip lining in Jamaica.
Okay.
I think I have some videos on my page of the zip lining.
Okay. That's my family did zip lining on they went somewhere. I can't remember where they went. I saw their videos. I didn't go on that trip. I saw them videos. Mm-hmm. I'm like, damn, I would love to do that. But of course, everything has a weight requirement. And I was like, okay. I'm like, let me get my and really that's how I came to the final decision of me losing weight is when I was on that cruise and I wanted to do the zip lining and I couldn't because of the weight requirement. At that time I was well into the 400s and I'm like, well, shit, I still can't do this. So okay. So I said, you know what? I'm not gonna sit on the sidelines of life anymore. I'm going to get out.
Correct, absolutely.
And put myself into the game. So, you know, so that's what I'm doing now. I'm getting ready. I'm still on the sidelines, but I'm getting ready to get to the game. I'm preparing to get to the game.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
October. So yeah, hold me to that. October, definitely. Hold me to that. October.
Yeah, definitely.
Skydiving. I'm
gonna write
that
down
believe,
in my
I
pad.
I know you will. I know.
Yeah. Yeah. You know I'm gonna hold you to that.
Definitely hold me to it, yeah, because I really want to do that. And I'm like, I'm doing it with or without anybody. But I'm putting out there for the audience. If anybody wants to skydive with me, let's do this. October 20th. Well, let me look at the calendar because the 20th is my birthday, but I want to do it within that that weekend. Let's see. No, I don't know. What the hell day is my birthday on?
October. You said the 20th?
Uh-huh.
That's on a Sunday.
Okay, so the 19th will be skydiving.
Yeah, the Saturday.
Yep.
October 19th, which falls on a Saturday, correct.
So October 19th, I'm writing that down right now. October 19th.
Yeah, I'm going to log it in into my phone.
Okay. Cool. Skydiving, yep. Yep, because I'm going to start looking at places now. Yeah, I'm going to start looking at places now. And that's what I'm going to do. But you said Dubai. So I'm going to check out here. I'm going to check out Dubai. I want to go somewhere for my birthday this year. I do. But, like, I don't want to go anywhere, like, really whatever. I could. Because, like I said, next year I want to go all out. But, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so wherever I am, I'm going to find skydiving. And good. But Dubai sounds, like I said, Dubai does sound fun.
Yeah, yeah. That's on my bucket list as well, Dubai. If I can squeeze in another week, then I'll definitely go there. That probably be my last trip for the year.
Okay. For 2018? Okay. 19. Oh, my God, I'm in 19.
Yeah. 2019. Yeah, for 2019.
Okay. Wow. That's gonna be it. That's going to be it. So now you have your trips coming up, you have upcoming trips, you have your upcoming networking events. Now have you ever thought of putting together a networking event because you're so good at networking?
It's it's on the table. It's definitely okay. on the table. It's something that I've been really been thinking about, but I also need to free up more time because, you know, besides, you know, the business and my full-time job, you know, I also do martial arts. Mm-hmm. I'm one belt away from my black belt. And then I'm thinking about, you know, finishing school. So, you know, it's a lot, mm-hmm. it's a lot of things that's going on.
So well,
I've
just
definitely
busy.
Been thinking about that. Yeah. 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 I'm just busy all around.
So with you, so, okay, well, and this is me asking, so what are your, when you say finish up school, what are you getting a degree in?
Well, I basically, I'm going to go and finish for criminal justice. Yeah, I'm going to go in and finish that up. But I'm going to go, like, part-time and, you know, just do it part-time and just finish it up.
Well, if you, well, you said, well, you said it's on the tape, so I'm not going to say it. When you come up with a solid date for the networking event, please give me an advance notice. It'll give me an excuse.
Of course. Of course, of course, of course, of course. That's a must. I would definitely let you know.
Please, give me, like I said, I've never been to New York, and it'll definitely give me an excuse to go to New York.
Oh, man, for your first time being here, I'll show you a lot of places around here, places that you will love.
Okay, cool. So like I said, everybody, it's funny, my friends that live in New York or have been in New York always tell you, you never want to leave, you're never going to want to leave if you go, you're never going to leave if you go. They've told me that for years. That is so funny. And I've been everywhere else I've wanted to go. Except New York, and I don't know why that is. Maybe now is the time.
The time is definitely now. The time is now.
Yeah. So yeah, just
whenever
give me the
you
date.
Decide to come up, you know, I'll give you the dates, and then you know we'll do it, and then I'll show you New York. I'll be your tour guide. Bring all of all in the hot
thank
spots.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Now I can tell you right now, I really want to see Harlem.
Oh, yeah. I was in Harlem Thursday.
Okay.
Harlem changed a lot.
That's what I keep hearing. But it will, but for me, it wouldn't be no different because I've never been.
Yeah. For, you know, for the New York natives, yeah, Harlem has definitely changed. But, you know, it changed for the better.
Oh, that's good. I won't know the difference. Like that. I haven't been there, but... I remember I was when I got ready to move to LA. I was actually contemplating between LA and New York. You know, I had never been to New York. I'm like, it would be a good place. Mm-hmm. And then I started looking for an apartment and everything, and I saw the prices in Harlem. I was like, well, damn. But I will say this. I said, goddamn, when I got to LA, I said, what's in New York?
At least it's another New York.
LA has surpassed New York. Harlem was cheaper than LA. But what I say, I love that they don't have out here, but they have in New York. I love brownstones and graystone buildings. I love them.
Oh yeah. They're all over.
Right.
A lot of people. Mm-hmm. A lot of people like those brownstones because you can really, like, customize the insides. You know, there's a lot of things that you can do with the brownstones. You know, they're very high ceilings. You have a lot of space, especially now in New York. They're building a lot, but it's also getting smaller. So for these brownstones that's been there, you know, before all this building has occurred, you know, it's still open spaces in these brownstones.
Because I lived in one momentarily in Chicago, and it was a great song, momentarily.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved it. Loved it.
Yeah.
It was like a bi-level.
They're also very expensive here.
Yeah, it was like a bi-level, like on the, I don't say the hospital, but on the college show. It was just like they were the upstairs and the downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. It was very nice. I'm like, I would love this. In New York, definitely.
There's certain places in Brooklyn where it's nothing but brownstones, you know?
Right. Now, I know someone who stays in Brooklyn. I know someone who stays in the Bronx.
It's like a community.
Right. I have another friend. She stays in Queens. I haven't talked, but I haven't talked to her in a few years. But yeah, but New York, I know plenty of people in New York, but just never been.
Well,
I'm coming. Like I said, give me the date.
Yeah, you definitely have to come. I'll definitely give you a date so you can come to New York for your first time.
Yes, yeah, so that's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. And I'll make sure I bring my little brother to the networking event as well.
Correct.
So he can get out there.
And hopefully by the time that you come, the weather would be nice, you know, because the weather's just now breaking. So.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I know New York is lifestyle. So, but hopefully you'll have it, like, maybe in the summer or the fall.
Yeah. Summer's good, but I like fall.
You like fall?
The weather's it's perfect. Yeah. Fall's perfect.
Well, I like fall because I like wearing sweaters, so I like fall.
Yeah. See, if you come in fall, I could take you to Central Park.
Okay.
Being a Central Park, you know, in the fall time, it's really nice.
That'd be cool. Okay.
So maybe you can put that on like on your bucket list.
Definitely. And then what I'm thinking now is the idea just hit me. If nothing else, like if Dubai didn't fall through, maybe you had your networking event in the fall, like around my birthday or somewhere, then I would come to New York for my birthday. That would kill so many birds with one stone. Skydiving.
Yeah.
Networking event, my birthday, all in NYC. I would love it.
Yeah.
That would be the best
birthday. One big experience. Yeah.
Exactly.
That would be nice. Absolutely.
Yeah, that would be dope. Because it's a lot of fun, but New York, I would need a few days to like different areas, different things I want to see in New York.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's a lot to see in each borough. Each borough offers something different. But, you know, New York, whatever you're into, New York has it.
That's what I keep hearing.
Yeah.
That's what I keep hearing. So that sounds promising.
New York is definitely the melting pot.
Well, LA is a melting pot, but it's not the melting pot. So, like, one thing, I like different cultures of people. And one culture that's not here, it shocked me, but I don't know, some people might shock me, that I don't see here, but I miss seeing from Chicago, Puerto Ricans. I love Puerto Ricans. I don't know why. But they don't have none here. Not a one, none.
Because they're all here. They're all here in New York.
Oh, nothing. That will get me to come to New York.
Yeah. They have another reason.
That would definitely get me to come to New York. NYC. Yes, sir. Well, Daniel, thank you so much. Thank you so much for sharing your business expertise and sharing yourself with me and the audience. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
Anytime.
One thing, I definitely have to give my Instagram so people can see. My Instagram is dreams_into_reality_NYC. You give me a follow, give me a DM, and I would definitely respond back. So again, that's dreams_into_reality_NYC. And
you got that?
From that, I'm pretty sure they have it now.
Yes, dreams_reality_. No, I said it wrong.
Dreams. No.
Dreams into. INTO.
Dreams. Yeah, dreams_into_reality.
Reality.
NYC. Yeah.
You heard it. He said
you got
three
some contact
times, so you have it. Right.
Okay.
If you need
Thank
any,
you for having me again. Definitely.
You're very welcome. I enjoyed our conversation. And we should
I was going to say anything.
Okay. Well, guys,
I'm sorry.
Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you for listening. Next week we'll have another show, exciting show. And my guest, well, I'll announce it during the week who my guest will be. But thank you all for tuning in. I love you all for listening. Take care. Be blessed. Daniel, you have a great week.
You too. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Thank you.